If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, day player in for Lisa Dent this afternoon. Next Wednesday, January 29th, a special three-hour One Chicago crossover event will include all three Chicago-based shows, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. Crossover episode is called In the Trenches, and when a gas explosion rocks a high-rise, Chicago's first responders come out in force to rescue hundreds of civilians. 40 people trapped deep underground. This seems, sounds pretty intense, man.
Oh, yeah. We got like bad people and people with agendas and trying to rob stuff from the city and trying to break the city worse than it is. The whole thing.
Yep. All right. David Eichenberg is at the forefront of these episodes. You're on all the promo pictures for all three shows.
Oh, they don't show me that.
You are.
They're afraid of me getting a big head because I got an ego the size of a peanut. They don't want to see it explode.
and a bigger check. Yeah. Probably. They want to avoid that too.
No, they don't. We don't. No, my boss is the best, but we don't talk money with the boss. We just go, yeah, whatever you want, we'll be there.
Whatever you want. Sex and the City spinoff and Just Like That is returning this year for season three. David was in New York earlier this week to film some scenes for the newest season, and David joins us in studio. David Eichenberg, how are you, pal?
I'm really good. It's good to see you here.
It is good to see you, brother. How was your, I know it seems like a little bit past that already, but holidays good. You get a little break between the holidays and getting back to work in the new year, right?
Yeah, we get a couple of weeks off, and it was really nice. We were on strike last year, so we only got a week off. It's nice to have two. Our crew works like crazy hard. And they get beat up because I don't get beat up. We have a 12-hour day, and our crew really needs to like regenerate, recharge, say hello to their families and their wives and significant others. And so it was good. But yeah, we got through the whole holidays. We didn't have a good family fight. We had some tuffles or tiffles or something. But we had a good one on the last day.
Okay.
So yeah, it was a getting out of bed thing. Let's go. And then somebody got mouthy, and then the other one got mouthy, and I was like, that is it. You do not talk to your mother like that. Arr!
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And then there were tears. And then we went to the diner. I wanted to go to the diner in the morning over to Hollywood Hollywood Grill, our diner. And we walked everyone in a long line, about 50 yards long. My wife, my son, 20 yards behind her, and then my daughter. And then me, and then my daughter was kind of on my hip, but everyone was crying. Not me.
You just wanted some breakfast.
I wanted eggs. I just wanted to go get some pancakes.
You sent me your call sheet the other day. Like, you can go in at 4 o'clock at night, and I get it for the night scenes and stuff. But that could be 12. You can be home at 4 or 5 in the morning, right?
We get home at 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes we call them fratter days, and they're kind of awful. But it's just it's the nature of the beast, you know. Like sometimes people there's an image that's been portrayed of actors being really like catered to and kowtowed or whatever, something whatever that is. But we really especially here on this kind of a show, we're no nonsense. We have a phenomenal cast and a crew, and when they say go, we go. I mean, we goof around all the time. I was working with one of the actresses, or I shouldn't say it, one of the actors on the PD show, and a bunch of her hair flew in my mouth, and it was like a big cigar, and I was like, wow, hey, and your hair tastes good. And she's like, this is a very serious scene for me. I know. She's like, do you do this on Chicago Fire? I says, yeah, we screw around, and then they say action, we say the lines. It's not really that complicated.
So do you have demands, like when you go on set, like do you have to have the green and orange Skittles?
That's the thing. Yeah, that's what people
I've seen
always.
Those lists.
I know, but those are people that you don't want to spend any time
that's
with.
That's very true.
And my family wouldn't spend any time with me if I get whatever's left over in the house. I don't get nothing fancy. On the job, we have the same goofy. We get a lot of Little Debbie stuff. That's what we eat, but they won't. They don't. You go get your own stuff. Hey, there was an actor who got stuff delivered to him. I was like, oh, are you doing something? Well, no, I was just saying, you go get your own stuff. Yeah, somebody
I will
go
tell
get
you
stuff.
Sometimes it's the handlers that are the high maintenance ones getting
They're
it from
awful.
The start, and the stars really don't care.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they make trouble where there isn't trouble. Yeah.
But you're doing some heavy lifting on this crossover because I'll show you the picture when we're done with this conversation. But they have you with two other actors from PD and Med in a promo shot like for this series. So you must be on all three of them. You're doing some heavy lifting.
Yeah. We're bopping around and everything. I did just I did. Uh, did the ADR for the PD thing. We're working. The funny thing is, like, you know, like we do the fireman stuff, and, you know, God bless the real first responders. They're the best human beings in Chicago and in the world. And we have an opportunity to play them, and we try to do it with the deepest respect out of admiration for what they do. So they serve and they sacrifice deeply. But we bang up stuff. We have caveman tools as firemen, and we bust through stuff, and we were working on PD, and we had to get through a wall. And they were like, work it out, do this, do, you know, another setup, and da da da. It goes on for like 2 hours. And they go, it's going to be one take, just you guys go. And we blasted through this wall with, like, you know, saws and sledgehammers and stuff. And at the end of it, the entire cast and crew of PD was like, ah! I was like, wow. I want to work on this show.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
We're covered in sweat and dirt and mud. Yeah. They go, okay, moving on to the next one. Nobody says anything to us. They thought it was the coolest thing. We're like, you really look like you knew what you're doing.
But sometimes you got to carry the actual equipment. I know there's some kind of faux equipment that you guys carry around, but sometimes you got to put it all on.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
You got to keep yourself in shape.
I snapped my Achilles about 5 months ago with all my gear on, and I thought I would try to run into a thing, and my 60-year-old body said, not so fast, pal. And then Joe Mignosa heard it snap, and he was like,
oh, no.
Yeah, and I goof around on the set all the time. We jump on each other and beat each other out. And he went, he's hurt. He goes, I knew something happened. It didn't hurt.
It's just a crack.
He snapped, and then there was no pain, but I couldn't stand anymore. I was like, I felt,
that's
I
horrible. Knew it. Oh, my God.
I saw that image in my head of, remember, like, on, like, the Wild, what was the thing before Disney on Sunday night?
Wild Kingdom.
The Wild Kingdom. And remember, like, the gazelle is running through the tall grass, and here comes a leopard, and they show it in slow motion, and he swipes the back foot of the gazelle.
And they go down.
And they go down, and then they cut to a shot always of the gazelle. When I broke it, snapped it, this is what I thought. I'm the gazelle now. And the gazelle is really calm, and he's just sitting there because he knows he's leopard's dinner now.
Yeah.
And it was depressing. God. Anyway, but yeah, so we get beat up. We get soaked, you know, the gear. We wear the full gear, and you take off your stuff at the end of the day, and you can wring your underwear out.
Yeah, but you talk about Joe and some of these other guys. You've been working with these guys for 13 years, and that's kind of unheard of in a dramatic series that so much of this cast is intact.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, and we've had beautiful people, you know, go on and go to do other stuff, and we've brought other people in. They've always been outstanding human beings. At this point in my life, it's like I just want to know you're a nice person, because I can't suffer meanness or cruelty or any of that stuff. Like, let's have a good time, and we the best. It's what keeps us going. It keeps it fresh. We got, like, we're ready to go. And today we were ridiculous and, you know, laughing and stuff, and they were like, hey, knock it off, we gotta go. And
but it's gotta be nice to change it up and work with the other two casts a little bit too, because you haven't done that in 5 years. I think was 2018 or 19.
Yeah,
and this is like a 3 hour. Almost like a three-hour movie.
Film. It's like an action film. It's a whole thing. I mean, it's shot in different styles, because the show's shoot in different styles.
They do.
Cinematographically, there's going to be a shift, but it's a really, really intertwined thing with everybody. Everybody's in every. Christian Stolte plays Mouch. He's got a whole beautiful thing going on with his wife on the show. Amy Morton, who's an amazing human being. There's so many. Yeah, it's about beautiful people, you know, and that's what I think gives the show a really special edge, is that it's just a lot of love.
A lot of love. David Eigenberg, the 3-hour Chicago Fire PD and Med crossover airs next Wednesday, and there's more with David after this on 720 WGN. All right, David Eigenberg, the Chicago Fire PD Med crossover 3-hour extravaganza.
It's coming. Put your viewing hats on.
It's next Wednesday. All 3 hours is like one big movie. 3 hours.
There we go. Steven Weber. I got to work with Steven Weber. He's like semi-iconic to me. He's the nicest guy in Hollywood.
That's cool.
And
new to the group, right?
New to the group. Yeah, he's new to the med thing, I think. I don't know, a year or two or three or something. So, but he's the best. He's the funniest guy. It's all about laughing.
Yeah.
Just
enjoy yourself.
Oh, God.
If you're not doing that, it's not fun anymore, right?
Nah. Yeah.
All right. So I always love doing some trivia with you.
Okay, here
always.
We go.
So let's start the music.
Let me get online. Hang on.
Sometimes it's TV, and sometimes we do music, but I'm going to do
this. Don't do music.
No.
I'm the worst.
No, I'm going to do this one about you and your career and dates.
Okay. And dates? Dates I've been on?
No. No dates of shows you've been on.
Okay. You know, my wife took me to see Goonies last night, and because she loves that movie, and we took my daughter, my son was studying, and I said, yeah, she knows.
Goonies?
She knows.
Huh? Goonies.
Goonies. We went to go see. She loves Goonies. She wanted to go see it on the big screen of Webster.
That's cool. Yeah.
So we went up there, and I was like, and she knows my life story, and I was with Martha Plimpton for years and years. And she's a wonderful lady, and you know, whatever. It was 30 years ago. It was over. But I go, you know, Martha's in that movie. I said, she goes, I know. But whatever. And I go, well, you know, like if I come home, if I cry in your arm, Martha, I want you to hold me and tell me I'm okay.
Hysterical.
Alright, so go.
Alright. When did Sex and the City premiere? 1995, 2000, or 1999?
99. I only know that because I had to figure it out recently.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, you made appearances on CSI, NCIS, and Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm.
Which came first?
Pull my fingernails off. I don't know, man. I'm going to go home with just bloody paws.
It was Criminal Minds in 2006. Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
All right. What was the first episode you appeared in on Sex and the City? What was the name of the episode? A, The Bartender Who Won't Say No.
Nah.
B, The Man, The Myth, The Viagra. Or C, The Coney Island Kisser.
Oh, I think it was when he was the Viagra thing.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, 30, you know nothing about that one. But now.
All right, first recurring role in a TV series. Was it A, Homicide, Life on the Street, B, Soldier of Fortune, or C, Sex in the City?
It was either Soldier of Fortune or I think it was Homicide.
It was Homicide.
And that was a great show.
Yeah, oh God, it was.
Me and Eamon Walker, who played Chief, Eamon Walker, he came up through Tom Fontana also, who was a great showrunner and a great man, a decent human being, and we learned television from him. So when the younger actors come in, we kind of like try to steer them in the way. Do your job, know your lines.
Yeah.
Be on time.
Yeah.
So me and Eamon had that in common because Homicide was a big turning point for me. It was just a couple of guest stars, but I learned a lot.
But it's funny how you run into the same people over your entire career, right?
Yeah. It could be 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know,
how cool is that?
Yeah, wonderful people.
In 1982, when you graduated high school, who was the mayor of Chicago? Was it A, Michael Blandick, B, Richard J. Daley, C, Jane Byrne?
It was Blandick.
It was Byrne.
First one out.
All right, number one.
But Blandick blew the snowstorm.
Yes, he did.
What year was that, 78?
79.
There you go.
Snowstorm, 79.
Yeah.
Number one song when you graduated high school, was it A, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger?
God, I hope not.
Was it I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett, or was it Physical by Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, all those shows, all those songs are not my song. And you know, everyone thinks, the 70s were so great, the 80s, they stunk.
They also blended together a little bit, especially when you're talking about movies.
Don't tell me the answer to that song. I don't even want to know, because my prom was awful.
Where'd you go to high school?
Naperville Central with Sean Payton, the Denver Bronx head coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why was prom terrible?
Pardon?
Why was prom terrible?
Because we were bored and whatever, you know, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have things to look at. We didn't know how to talk to girls and we had nothing going on. We were like stuck in cars. It was freezing cold and, we left. And I didn't like, there were people, you know, there were whatever.
But were you on a date or was it a group of people that went? Because that was a thing, too.
No, I had a wonderful girlfriend at the time, and she's lovely, Susie. And we were just kind of miserable. We were not malapropes, what do we call it? Not malfeasance. So people, angry people. We're angry young people. You know, like this generation coming up, the ones that went through COVID, they're amazing. They got this resilience, and they're showing a lot of muster, and they're impressing me.
There is, but we were talking about this too.
Yeah.
Is because there's so much on the iPad and the iPhone because that's what they had to start with during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work for social skills and stuff? That's a little tougher, I think.
It's tougher, but they're gonna pick it up because they're gonna have to.
They're
good at it, but they got good hearts, and they don't. To tell you the truth, I mean, like I was a troublemaker. I got in a lot of trouble, and they don't drink and drug. They really don't. I mean, yeah, they do a little bit, but like you see the statistics, like in USA Today or something.
That's dropped.
They drop.
Yeah,
you know,
did.
The weed and the alcohol.
Yeah,
I mean, like we were bleary eyed. we couldn't stop. I would get grounded every 2 weeks.
We would just go across the border to Wisconsin because the drinking age was.
Oh yeah,
younger.
I had a fake right? idea. It was Mike O'Leary.
Yeah,
he had blue eyes, brown hair, and was 5'8".
Remember the name too?
I had to burn it in jail because I was got arrested for mob actions. A whole long story, but I had to burn it because I was like, if I get caught with this thing, and I found some burnout with a cigarette lighter, give me that lighter. And I burned the face off of it so that, and then I didn't even look to my wallet, and I lost my ID because we would go to Wisconsin.
All right, so David Agenberg, the Chicago Fire PD and Med.
Please
crossover.
Tune in.
3 hour extravaganza. This is like a really cool like 3 hour action movie.
Yeah,
with all of you in all of it.
Yeah, it's good. And there's there's gunshots. I'm not big for that, but you know there's all that. There's blood. There's guts. There's tension. There's I don't know. There's yelling.
Yeah. But you're the face of it. You should ask for some more money. I'm telling you, you're in all the promo stuff. That's not how it works.
We just go where you stand on your mark and say your line.
I love it.
Then
I
you
love
can
it.
Go home in peace.
Thank you, pal. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you for having me. All the best.
Always, always. Thank you.
Beautiful day, Chicago.